Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back, Richard. In the day and age of technology and of everything that we have going on, we have seen this huge increase in changes to furniture, changes to the way that we should be doing our offices. And, you know, I met somebody the other day that has a new a treadmill desk, so she can raise her desk and walk on a treadmill while she's working at her desk. And I think that a lot of this comes from the research that we're going to talk about today, which is keep moving.
I want one of those desks.
See? That's why I mentioned it.
You know what I'd like to have?
That's why I didn't tell you about it before we started, and I thought I would surprise you with it.
Did you get me one? No. I would like to have one of those desks that...
So you can stand?
So you can stand.
Yeah.
My sister has one, and I'd like to have one of those. That would be good. Good for anybody. You know, you're not supposed to sit for long. Our bodies were not meant to be sedentary.
Right.
Our bodies were meant to move,
right?
And all this sitting is not good for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're talking about an article from a few years ago, actually, but it's called "Keep Fidgeting: Movement Helps Improve Focus in Kids with ADHD."
Right.
But I think what's important here is we're going to talk about the fact that it's really helpful for all of us.
Right. Yeah.
So there was some research done that suggests that, in fact, kids with ADHD, especially, but all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Learn better, can actually focus, many times we can even focus better when we're moving a little bit.
Right. This is a follow-up to a piece that was done a few years before this, where researchers learned that children need to move.
Right.
Children with ADHD, and
especially
we have to distinguish between the two. Children with ADHD have to move in order to learn. And it reminds me, we have a colleague, a pediatrician in town, Dr. Bob Bennett. And we were on a panel with him years and years ago.
Oh, yeah, that was a while.
And he mentioned at that time that he said, when you think of a child with ADHD, and this is one of the contradictions of this diagnosis, when you think of a child with ADHD, think of a long-distance truck driver who gets drowsy over time. What do? They move. They start to sing. They chew gum, they get out and walk around. They have to re-arouse themselves.
Right.
And you have to be aroused in order to learn. If you're drowsy, and that happens to all of us, if you're drowsy, you're not learning.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Ennett said at the time, and I was struck by it because it's contradictory, is that these kids with ADHD may be under-aroused, and to arouse themselves, they move around.
Right.
And they have to be sufficiently aroused in order to learn.
Right. And there's some research that supports that. Some research to suggest that there's some decreased action activity in certain regions of the brain in kids with ADHD. And they need that arousal to be able to function.
That's right, because that arousal comes out of the brainstem, the awake, what we call wakefulness or consciousness. There are structures in the lower parts of the brain that provide our brain with sort of energy, arousal, that then allows you to pay attention.
Right.
So you need arousal in order to pay attention. You need attention in order to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So there is some truth to this. So if you have a child with ADHD, they may have to move.
Right.
Tapping on the desk, and which irritates everybody.
Right.
It distracts some other students.
Mm-hmm.
And it leads parents to the false conclusion that my child is distracting himself and not paying attention because he's moving.
And it leads to those words like disruptive.
Right.
Well, he's being disruptive, yes, but he's not a disruptive kid. He's moving, he's tapping, he's keeping himself stimulated. And the study that they talked about here, what I really like is that, I mean, they just sort of put it plain and directly out there.
Yes, they do.
Kids who moved, they took these kids with ADHD, and they allowed some of them to move, and they kind of measured different. Basically, kids who moved more got more questions right.
That's right.
That's the bottom line. They got more questions correct when they moved than they did if they had to sit still.
That's right. And this study was done, actually the study was done not far from here at the University of Central Florida.
Yeah.
And if Dr. Rapport, I think we say his name, Mark Rapport, if you'd like to come on and do an interview.
That'd be great.
This is an invitation.
Yeah.
We'd love to talk to you about this study
and
about these findings. So we may reach out to you and bring you on the program because we'd like to know more about this study. At the beginning of the podcast, we said, if a child has ADHD, the challenge for schools, for the challenge for teachers, is that if a child who does not have ADHD starts fidgeting and moving around, then it may be a distraction and it may result in less learning.
Right.
Okay. And frequently, teachers will not know who has ADHD and who doesn't have ADHD. So there's a bit of a challenge there that we're going to have to discuss. Right. And I'd love to talk to Dr. Rapport about that.
Yeah. And but some of these findings will make sense. You know, certainly if the kid with ADHD is working really hard to stay still, to stay seated, there's, I mean, if we just think about it again very basically, there's a part of the brain that's having to be used to keep contained, to keep the behaviors under control.
Mm-hmm.
That means that part of the brain is not available for learning.
Right.
And so, you know, if we just think about it as elementary as that, then it makes sense that allowing some of that free flow is going to be beneficial for their learning. And you're right. Those who don't have ADHD, we have to be cautious that some movement isn't distracting or removing them from the learning process. But we know, for example, that taking movement breaks is beneficial for kids.
Right.
So all kids. So if you're working and you say, okay, let's take 5 minutes and everybody stand up and let's just stretch and you just build that into your learning, students are going to do much, much better.
Right.
It's just plain.
And we say, get the blood flowing,
replace
and reoxygenate your blood, and that would be good for you. And we all have friends who, when we're sitting there talking to them, one of their legs is bouncing, you know, or they're tapping their foot or something's moving. That's how you keep yourself aroused.
Yeah.
Okay, so
that's why we sit in the back of the room when we go to conferences and stuff. We have to sit in the back of the room because we have to stand up and we have to.
I would never sit in the front. When we teach, you ever sit when you teach?
No.
We're moving constantly. Okay. So we are allowed to move. And I feel sorry. I tell my students every semester, I feel sorry that they have to sit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get to move around.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, so if you guys get the heebie-jeebies and you feel that you need to move around, it's perfectly okay.
Yeah.
I understand. And they appreciate that opportunity.
Yeah. No,
you got to move.
Yeah. So let them move.
Let them move.
Let them move. Mm-hmm. When your kid's doing homework, if they want to stand up and do their homework, let them stand up and do their homework. If they want to move around while they're writing their paper, let them move around while they're doing their work. That's fine.
If you have a young adult with ADHD, they will not sit and talk to you.
Right.
They'll walk around and talk to
you,
but they will not sit. They cannot sit and sustain a conversation.
Right.
As long as you're in a space where they can move around,
they'll
talk for as long as you want to talk.
Right.
Or if you're outside
and
they can move around, that's okay.
Yep.
But as soon as you confine a person with ADHD, they start to, the arousal starts to decrease.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why we play cards or do something.
If you have to do something.
You got to do something.
So. I mean, you and I are not good at a long dinner party where we have to sit in one place.
We get antsy.
No, it's very difficult. I'll just go to sleep. You know, eventually I'll go to narcolepsy. And I'll just, because if I can't move, because we're sleep deprived anyway.
Yeah.
But I have to move around.
My favorite is when we go to the movies and you have to sit on the end so that you can get up.
So and I can
you
get can up and walk around.
And walk around. We're at a movie. It's Star Wars. That should be stimulating enough.
Sometimes it is.
All right. Anything else for this?
No.
The new Star Wars is going to be great, by the way.
All right. Am I going?
Yeah, of course you're going.
I don't have tickets yet.
It's not until December.
Okay.
You got time. I've got my tickets, but
okay.
So all right. When is this podcast going out? This is going out on the 2nd. So you know what?
The 1st or the 2nd?
The 2nd. You know what? So you know what tonight is? Tonight is the early release
November
of the
1st?
New Thor. No, it's the 2nd. The early release of Thor. So I'm going to see that tonight.
Am I going to see that?
No, because you have to teach.
I'll be in Phoenix.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's why we're recording so early.
Okay.
So enjoy Phoenix. This is you in Phoenix right now.
I'm in Phoenix as we speak.
And I'm watching Thor. Thor fight against the Incredible Hulk. All right. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.